Okay, saints, as the children go to their class, the brothers asked me to speak a little bit to one of the lessons that we're covering in this book here. This is our book, Practical Lessons on the Experience of Life. Just want to take a few minutes as they have headed out, and then we'll take our break. There is a fifth lesson that I'll cover here, and there is a verse in Ephesians that talks about, this is Ephesians chapter 4, 17. This therefore I say and testify in the Lord, that you no longer walk as the Gentiles also walk in the vanity of their mind. So there's a contrast here, the Gentiles, the unbelievers, versus us, who are the believers. So, the contrast being that they have vanity of their mind, walk in darkness of understanding, but the key point here is that they are past feeling. What is implied there is, if they are past feeling, we are ones who do have feeling. That we should be full of feeling. Amen. Think about that, right? Praise the Lord. Amen. Why is it that an unbeliever doesn't have the kind of feeling the Bible talks about, whereas we as believers have a feeling that the Bible talks about? This feeling is what is called the sense of life. Amen. The reason is, let's say we have two brothers here, and they're both believers. But let's just say that this brother here, this person, does not have life. He's not received the Lord Jesus. This one has. Huge difference. Here's the eternal life. This brother has it. This person does not have it. There's an enormous difference. We want them both to have it, right? So we need to preach the gospel to him. But then, as the one that has life, as ones who have the triune God as life, we have a feeling inside of us that others do not. That's a clear revelation in the Bible that as a believer, as one who has the eternal life, we have sense. We have feeling. We have a definite life sense. Now, contrasting or using as an illustration the biological life. If an animal or a human being is dead, they are past feeling. There's no point in talking about feeling with a corpse. No feeling. But none of us here in the room are corpses. We have our human life. We're full of feeling. We know if it's too warm. We know if it's too cold. We know if we're hungry. Full of all kinds of rich feelings of life. That is the same thing that a person that has the eternal life experiences. When you as a believer have received the Lord as your life, we should have many, many feelings related to this life. Amen. And all of those feelings are very crucial, because they're related to our health spiritually. They're related to our going on with the Lord. They are related to our growth in life. The more we take care of these feelings, the more we follow the feelings of the life that we've received, the more this life grows and expands and enlarges and is in full health and fulfills God's purpose. So it's crucial that we learn and pay attention to this sense of life within our spirit. Now, this book, The Practical Lessons on the Experience of Life, what I just covered, that's what this book is all about. Amen. It's about, we have received life. We need to learn to experience this life. We need to learn to cooperate with this life and let this life grow in us. And we need to be those that enjoy this life. Amen. Don't miss out on what we have received. You all have this Lord within us as life. We should know Him, Enjoy Him. Experience Him. So, in this series, we've covered a number of matters. And as I just illustrated with the human life, our experiences of the human life are just vast. There's very many dimensions, levels, strengths, weaknesses of our experience of even the human life. Even much more, the spiritual, divine life we received within us. So, one of the aspects that we are covering today in chapter 5 is what's called the inner sense of life. Now, this sense of life actually has five sources. Now, don't get too caught up in this, but it's, it's actually an unlimited source of experience, this experience of life. But there is at least five key sources, reasons why we sense something in our spirit, which we're calling the sense of life. Amen. One, and it's all revealed in the Bible. The Lord Jesus said that in John chapter 8, verse 12, let me take a look at that, just so I don't misquote it. He said, I am the light of the world. This is the Lord. He who follows me shall by no means walk in darkness, but, and he's talking to you, and he's talking to me, you shall have the light of life. That's what the Lord said. Do you have the light of life? Have you experienced the light of life? That's the point. We want to be those that have experienced what we received. So, the light of life results in a sense within us, a sense of life that comes from the Lord being light within us. Number two, numerous times there's a reference to the law of life. Romans talks about the law of life. Hebrews chapter 8 talks about the law of life. What is this thing? It's in us. It's operating in us. It's regulating us. Specifically, the regulation of the law of life within us results in a sense of life within us. We need to learn that. Number three, we have the anointing. John 1, 1 John 2:27 talks about you have an anointing. You have no need that anyone teach you. You, that's you and I, have an anointing. What is that thing? What is the anointing? We have it. Well, the anointing is here. Okay. Then, Galatians 2:20, it's no longer I that live, but Christ who lives in me. When Christ is living in you, you should have a sense of life about that. And finally, God is the one operating in us. Philippians 2:13, it is God who's operating, both the willing and the working. God is operating. These all should result in a sense of life. Now, let me just give some illustrations, okay? The light of life. This is a sense. Now, all of these are related. And don't get too caught up in distinguishing one. Now I'm in number one, now I'm in number two. Don't worry about that. It's reality. It's revealed in the Bible. They're all related. But it helps us to realize there is some distinction to all of these experiences. Now, all of these, actually, they are the very sweet and dear Lord Jesus Himself. As the Spirit within us. Amen. It's all Him. But there's very many dimensions to Him. Amen. So here we are. Maybe we as a believer think, well, you know what? I think I'll go gambling. You know what? There is a light there. As you move in that direction, something enlightens you that just doesn't feel right. Yeah. What is that? That is the light of life operating in you. Amen. Now, if you're not a believer, and you don't have the Lord, you'll go do anything and not have any feeling. Maybe your conscience, hopefully, may stir in you, but actually, very little. But if you're a believer, as you're sitting here, no problem. But as you move in a wrong direction, there is a sense. It's actually that sense. And then, together with that, the law of life, if you cooperate, will rise up in you. There is an empowering, even an ability to say no to that thing. That is the function of the law of life. Freeing us. Before, we couldn't be freed. But because the law of life is there, the most powerful law in the universe, it can free us from taking a path that disagrees with the law of life. Now, what is the anointing? The anointing is the Lord when He's moving in us. He's flowing in us. That is a sense of the Lord's anointing within us. Actually, all of these touches with the Lord, these experiences, actually, He's actually dispensing Himself into us. He's not just trying to regulate you, Tim. He's not just trying to control you or say, I want you to do it my way and not your way. No, when we touch Him, when we sense Him, there is an imparting, a dispensing of the triune God Himself into our being, transforming us, changing who we are in our soul. It's a marvelous process that we are in. And then He is the one living in us. Often we have a thought. Actually, there's another thought. Where does that other thought come from? Christ is in us, living in us. Also, He is the God operating, energizing us. Maybe we just think, well, we're just not going to go to the meeting. Something within us says, no, I want to go to the meeting. You're going. That is God operating, energizing us. Now, very practical. I want to give an illustration using the Lord's table as an illustration. Okay, here we come to the Lord's table. Do you know what? In my early experiences of these senses of life, I learned them at the Lord's table definitely and specifically. So we're here singing. How do we know what song to sing? You know what? Inside, the Lord is moving in every one of you. Every one of us, there's a feeling. We have to learn and open to that feeling. Amen. Today, I was thinking we should sing a particular hymn. You know, I had some feeling there. A brother called that very hymn. What is that? That's the Lord's feeling living in us. And then, you know, there's a verse we just enjoyed in a hymn. Some saints releases that. What is that? It's the same one I was enjoying. That's the same Lord operating. And I began to learn that is the Lord, that sensation in us. And I was just wondering, well, how do the brothers know when to break the bread? You know, at a certain point in the meeting, I'm just sitting here, just out of the blue. A few brothers stand up and they break the bread. Then you know what? I was in a few other meetings and then I'm singing. All of a sudden, I have this thought, what about the bread? And I think, where'd that? All of a sudden, three brothers stand up. And right at the moment I had that thought, some brothers stood up. I realized that feeling in me about the bread, that is the Lord's sense of life within me. Amen. And then in a certain point, the meeting turns from praising the Lord and enjoying the Lord to worshiping the Father. And I had to have some training to realize that's what the Lord wants us to do. Amen. I didn't interpret the sense of life in me properly at the table until I got the training that the Lord, when He has reached a certain point of enjoyment, after the bread has been broken, the worship and the flow of the meeting turns to worshiping the Father. I got that realization. And then I began to find in the meeting, I'd have a certain sense. And that is the feeling. Our praise, our worship has turned from the Son to the Father. Amen. These are real experiences. Brothers and sisters, when we come to the table meeting, open to the Lord. See how you feel inside. What is that sense of life? This will help us grow and increase in the growth in life. Amen. So anyway, praise the Lord. This all results in the Lord adding Himself. As we sense the Lord and we follow that sense. And by the way, that sense, you know, Brother Sherman, he stood up and encouraged us to exercise, you know. What that is he's encouraging you to follow the sense of life. Amen. You come in. He's praising the Lord. You need to obey that feeling. Amen. Part of you, by the way, your soul and your flesh may not agree with it. But another part of you is releasing and praising and saying amen. Amen. Follow that feeling. Amen. Open your mouth to say amen. Amen. Even if your soul doesn't want to, your spirit does. Follow that sense. And what happens is your life will increase in you. And it will increase in Andy and increase in Jay. And then that's how the meeting flow increases and reaches Such a wonderful conclusion. Amen for the sense of life.